Today is Wednesday, March 9th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, there's been a little bit of drama today. Nothing major. I'm doing some changes to the voicemail for both Mix Minus and Geeky Gay. I'm not changing the phone numbers, but I'm just making a few changes. And, you know, we get a few calls on each one, but it's not hourly or minutely or anything like that. And so I was doing some testing of something that I'm working on, and apparently someone died. Or at least someone on the Mix Minus, Kathy Bacon, figured out that someone died. And so apparently she tried to call a few times and I had flipped a switch. I had flipped a switch and it caused a problem. She was not able to leave her voicemail message and was having none of it. And then all kinds of drama ensued on Twitter where Daniel tried to stir up a bunch of shit because that's how Daniel is. He likes to stir up shit and telling her that it was, you know, it was all about her because Adam doesn't like you and something like that. And back to the whole Mount Rushmore thing, which, you know, whatever. So yeah, there was none of that. I was just testing a thing that I'm working on. That I'm not going to get into right now. Maybe there will be more to come later. But I was just working on something, you know, and there you go. We don't have we're not a corporation. We don't have hundreds of millions of dollars to do test environments and all this kind of stuff to, you know, for our phone numbers and test things out and all of that kind of stuff. So when I need to test things, I just have to test them on the thing. You know, it is what it is. So, all right, I ran out of time yesterday and, you know, and everyone's like, you ran out of time. You can go as long as you want. Well, as we know, I record live to tape and I don't like to mess with things. When the music runs out, I'm done. So, anyway, I ran out of time and I was going to tell you guys more about the weekend, and actually not much more else happened on the weekend. So we went to that birthday party for a very short amount of time. I did buy, and I have not tried it yet, so I can't report on it, but I may try it during Mix Minus. Mark decided that what we were going to give this lady for her birthday was a bottle of alcohol. I don't know why. But he just decided, oh, I think we should give her a bottle of alcohol. And so he said, let's just stop at a liquor store on the way. We'll find a bottle of nice looking alcohol, you know, something pretty, and we'll give that to her for her birthday. And so we stopped. And while he was looking for whatever it is that he was looking for, he didn't even know. He ended up settling on tequila, which I think is a strange thing to settle on because I feel that tequila is a fairly divisive alcohol. There are people that love it, and then there are a lot of people that hate it because it's got a very distinct flavor. But that's what he settled on. But while he was looking, I saw this vodka because, you know, they have all these vodkas that are in different flavors and, you know, cotton candy and strawberries and cream and vanilla and orange and all of these, you know, different flavors that they have. They probably have an avocado flavor. I don't know. Somewhere there's probably an avocado flavor vodka. And so I was looking at all the flavors and I saw a mango habanero flavor. And that just sounded good to me. I've heard of like mango habanero barbecue sauce or mango habanero salsa that you put on things, or, you know, with that sweet and hot together. And it was orange, which is cool, like an orange vodka. It had actual pieces of mango floating in it and an actual habanero floating in it. And it may be horrible, but I thought, you know what? That looks good. It's only $20. So in fact, Mark bought it for me, so it didn't cost me anything because he was buying this alcohol for our friend. And so he's like, oh, just put it on my tab. So I have this mango habanero vodka that I guess I'm going to be trying during Mix Minus on Friday. But so we did that. We went to the party. There was this really good spaghetti. And I found out, I don't know if I said this yesterday, but I found out it's a Food Network recipe by Jeffrey Zakarian. And Jeffrey Zakarian is known to be an actual restaurant chef. He's one of the hosts on Food Network that's an actual like restaurant chef. And several of them own restaurants and are restaurant chefs, but you know, he's one of them. There are some that are not. For instance, Pioneer Woman, Rachel Ray, Alton Brown. Although everyone loves Alton Brown, but I'm just saying, not a restaurant chef. So anyway, I'm gonna try it. But I did last night, I made spaghetti, but I had a jarred sauce. And I thought, you know, I have a bottle of red wine and I have some celery and I have some onion and I have garlic and I'm just going to doctor up this jarred sauce. So I cut up my onion. I cut up some celery because I'm trying to also be better at using things and not throwing away, not wasting a bunch of food. So when I have produce in the refrigerator, I'm just trying to figure out ways to throw it in something that I'm cooking. So like I got to use this celery because I needed one stalk of celery for something, and you can't buy one stalk of celery. It's impossible. So I bought a package of celery, and now I'm trying to figure out. So I'm putting celery in everything. Anyway, I did that. Celery, onion, garlic. Put my ground turkey because, you know, I'm trying to do Weight Watchers again. I haven't started counting the points yet. I'm slowly working into it. But anyway, so did all that and then I put the sauce, the jarred sauce in there. And then I added a cup of red wine. And then I reduced it and I let it simmer for about an hour. And I added a little bit of sugar because it was a little bit acidic. It was actually pretty good. The wine adds a lot of flavor. I think a lot of what I liked in the recipe was the wine. Because the Jeffrey Zakarian recipe had red wine in it as well. And so I think adding a little red wine to a jarred sauce automatically, you know, I haven't done extensive research, but I'm saying if you want to use a jarred sauce, but have it taste more restaurant quality, add a cup of red wine and reduce it a little bit. It gives it this restaurant taste. It really does, at least in my mind. Because I think a lot of bolognese sauces that you get at a restaurant probably have red wine in them. So that's probably, you know, something you're familiar with. So I'll talk about Sunday. We didn't really do anything because we spent the whole day out on Saturday getting my hair cut and, you know, going to a birthday party and buying mango habanero vodka. And tequila as well. We decided to stay home. So I did church. Sorry, Fatty. I went to the church building on Sunday morning. And then I don't even remember what we did for lunch, but I think I picked up something for lunch. And then we just hung out at home, really. We really didn't do much. We caught up with Amazing Race and we watched the end of it, although Fatty had already spoiled me on who won. So he said, you want to turn this off or something if you don't want to be spoiled. And before I could hit the stop button, he had already said who the winner was. He literally said, oh, you should turn this off if you don't want to hear. The winner was blah. I mean, it was so fast. There was no time for me to turn it off. But anyway, we did that. We watched some more Ozark. We are now completely caught up with Ozark and waiting on the last 7 episodes to drop in April, I think. And we just kind of relaxed. We worked out. We did our grocery shopping. That's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
I know. Bad ending.